How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Thing clobbers his way into new miniseries. Book bans target children's books. Marvel teases Fantastic Four status quo change. This is Comic Book Club News for December 10, 2024. Okay, here's the thing. Tony Fleeks and Leonard Kirk are tackling a new 5-issue limited series starring the ever-loving blue-eyed Thing, clobbering its way into stores from Marvel next year. Said Fleeks via press release provided to Comic Book Club, quote, What I love about Ben Grimm is that he's just a regular hardworking guy who happens to have superpowers. He's Jack Kirby. He's not easily impressed by all the outlandish cosmic stuff constantly going on around him. The fun thing about this book is trying to figure out, okay, then what would surprise the Thing? What would catch him off guard. In the series, Ben tries to take down a criminal conspiracy that has ties to Yancey Street, and along the way, he'll battle everyone from Bullseye to the Juggernaut. I guess that is pretty surprising. The Thing number one hits stores on March 5, 2025. Unfortunately, book bans are back in the news thanks to a study in the Mississippi Free Press. And not only do the bans inordinately target children's literature, including graphic novels and characters and authors of color, but they're getting worse. Per the study, the OGN Genderqueer by Maya Kobabi is still the most banned book in America. And book bans grew exponentially from 3,362 in the 2022-2023 school year to over 10,000 during the 2023-2024 school year. And Florida and Iowa together accounted for 8,000 of those 10,000 book bans. But perhaps the most interesting and revealing bit of data in the study, per the report, quote, While most book bans occurred in counties with a Republican majority, they were even more likely to occur in counties where the majority had decreased over the previous two decades. Districts where the majority had increased or grown stronger since 2000 were less likely to ban books. You can certainly draw your own political conclusions there, but to the point of this podcast, as noted by Sketched in a recent column, book bans in the United States are expanding to include things like banning all manga, a wildly alarming trend. We'll have more on this as it develops. Next year, the Marvel Universe is about to experience One World Under Doom. And in a shocking twist of events, in One World Under Doom number 2 of 9, the Fantastic Four do not defeat Doom and save the day 7 issues before the end of the series. Quite the opposite, in fact. Said writer Ryan North via press release, quote, Things really kick off in One World Under Doom number 2. Doom is consolidating his power, and of course, the only thing that's really standing between him and his ambitions is the Fantastic Four. So Doom simply solves that problem. The way he does it will have repercussions for the FF for quite a while. This issue in particular is basically a surprise secret issue of Fantastic Four, and anyone reading that book will not want to miss it. Someone should probably explain to North what a secret is. The issue hits stores on March 19, 2025. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and that was like a Fantastic Four sandwich with something really terrible in the middle. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.